According to Johnson, North Vietnamese patrol boats attacked the U.S. Navy in international waters on August 5, 1964. Johnson requested and obtained from Congress wide powers to wage war against North Vietnam. In hindsight, it looks that Johnson managed the so-called Tonkin Gulf incident to get a free hand to fight communism, a worthy end which Johnson pursued, I believe, by false means. In March 1965, the U.S. unleashed its first massive bombing campaign, Operation Rolling Thunder, but air power could not crush North Vietnamese morale. The first American combat units arrived in Vietnam that same month. By 1968, more than 500,000 American troops were in Vietnam, many of them draftees. Unlike the South Koreans, who fought hard for their country, the South Vietnamese were far less willing to die for their corrupt regime. But despite the Americans' numerical and technological advantages, the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese could not be beaten by traditional means. They were fighting as guerrillas on their home territory.